In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. First, let me say how grateful I am to be here with you this morning, and how thankful my family and I are already for the kindness and welcome we have received here at St. Stephen's. For these first few weeks, we have been full of introductions, new faces, the slow work of beginning to learn new parish and this new town. And I've been learning the people of St. Stephen's and the ministries of this church and the beauty of this place that all of you know so well. One of the first places that Laura showed me here on the St. Stephen's campus was what you call the Church of the Woods. And I have to tell you, I loved it immediately. Standing there among the trees, hearing the birds all around, and in the quiet and the beauty of it, I remember thinking that this is a place where I might actually be able to hear myself think. A place where, if you stood still for just a few moments, creation itself seemed to be joining you in prayer. And even now, when I sit in my office, and even when I was preparing this sermon, I could hear the beautiful birds outside, and I could look out the window, and I could see the woods outside, a little bit of Blake's house, but that image, it stayed with me as I prayed with today's gospel. Because in Matthew 13, Jesus tells a parable about soil and seed. A sower goes out to sow, some falls on the path, some on rocky ground, some among thorns, and some on good soil. Later, Jesus explains that the seed is the word of the kingdom, the life God planted in human hearts. But the lectionary does something interesting here. It gives us a parable, and then Jesus' explanation. But it skips the verses in between where the disciples ask Jesus why he speaks in parables at all. I wanted to spend just a few moments there because I think we miss something important when those verses are left out. Jesus explains that he speaks in parables because there is a difference between merely hearing God's word and truly receiving it. He quotes the prophet Isaiah, and then he says to disciples, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." That little section reminds us today that the gospel is not simply about agriculture or about putting ourselves or anyone else into one of four categories. It's about whether our hearts are open to receive the word that God is sowing in our lives. So the question is not only what kind of soil are we, it is also, are we really listening? Because the seed is good, the sower is generous. The question is whether are we open enough to receive what God is planting. Jesus is not giving us a checklist for judging other people. He's not inviting us to decide who is rocky soil and who is thorny soil or who is good soil. He's inviting us to ask a harder question. What in me is making room for the life of God? And what in me is crowding it out? Because if we're honest, most of us know what it's like to be crowded on the inside. Sometimes the heart is hard packed by grief or disappointment, shallow and tired, and sometimes it's thorny, ask Aiden. Not because we're terrible people, but because life gets crowded. Bills, schedules, family worries, work worries, health worries, and even church worries. Sometimes the thorns Jesus is talking about are simply all the things that crowd the soul until the Word of God has little room to grow. And that is one reason the image of the Church of the Woods stayed with me. There are some places where you can hear more clearly, places where the noise falls away a little, places where you begin to notice what has been there all along. Not because God is absent everywhere else, but because we are often so overwhelmed and spiritually crowded that we struggle to listen deeply. And the trouble is that seeds need room. They need depth. They need time. They need soil that can actually receive them. One of the other gifts of these first few weeks in Huntsville has been getting to know the beauty of this community. Early on, Aiden and I went fishing at Huntsville State Park, and we sat by the water, taking in the beauty of it all, while also learning that here in East Texas, you can enjoy the beauty of God's creation, but keep an eye out for alligators at the same time. That's going to be a new spiritual practice for me. I have not yet decided whether it falls under vigilance, prudence, or the gift of holy fear. And maybe that is one reason this gospel feels especially at home here. When you are surrounded by the woods and the water and growing things, you cannot pretend that growth happens overnight. Growth takes time. Roots take time. Fruit takes time. And that matters because one temptation in the spiritual life is that we want quick results. But Jesus tells a story about sowing and growth because the kingdom of God often works more slowly than that. God plants something in us and then asks us to be patient while the roots grow where nobody else can see them. And I think that is true not only for us as individuals, but I think that's true for churches too. Because this parable is also a question for the whole community. What kind of soil are we becoming together? What kind of ground are we preparing here at St. Stephen's? Are we making room for prayer, for mercy, for hospitality, for generosity? For the kind of life together that makes it easier, not harder, for people to hear the voice of Christ? And in these first few weeks among you, I have already seen the signs that God is preparing good soil here. I have seen it in the vestry's love for this parish and then this community. I have seen it in Paul taking time to walk with me through the student center and show me both its needs and the possibilities. I've seen it in Marta and Bruce opening their home and welcoming newcomers. I've seen it in Carolyn faithfully serving as treasurer and enthusiastically helping organize storage areas. I've seen it in Judy tending to the bird sanctuary and in Linda helping prepare meals for VBS. I have seen it in Cecilia's dedication for the detail in the altar guild, for our ushers, the lay readers, the lay Eucharistic ministers, and all those who quietly serve behind the scenes, often without recognition, but never without purpose. I've seen it in the Daughters of the King's dedicated commitment to service, our Bible Zoom studies, the morning prayer podcast that extends ministry beyond these walls and in the fellowship of the local pastors, even in of this community, for our weekly Bible study, to pray and study Scripture together. I have seen it in our coffee hour, where conversations become community. I've seen it in the music ministry, especially the beautiful trumpet that lifted our voices last Sunday. I look forward to hearing the choir in the weeks ahead. And I've seen it in St. Stephen's in the way it shares life with the CFAN, strengthening our community and witness together the welcome shown to my son Aiden during the CFAN's VBS and in the ministry of the Episcopal Student Center. There are so many people here who love God and love one another that I cannot possibly name every person or every ministry. But I can already say this. I have seen a parish where many hands are tilling the soil, caring for it, and making room for the gospel to take root and bear fruit. Now, I do not say this because I think St. Stephen's is perfect. No church is, no member of the clergy is, no family is, no heart is. There are always rocks to clear, thorns to cut back, and places in us that need tilling. But that is exactly where I hear the good news in this parable. The good news is not try harder and become better soil. The good news is that Christ keeps sowing. Christ keeps scattering the seed of the kingdom with extravagant generosity. Christ keeps speaking. Christ keeps planting grace. Christ keeps preparing the soil of our hearts and the soil of this parish. Now, maybe your heart feels hard-packed right now, like the path in the parable, or worn down by grief and disappointment, so that it's become difficult to hear the word of God and let it sink in. Or maybe your heart feels like it's on rocky ground, where there is a quick response, even a real desire, but not much depth left because the life has been exhausting and the roots have been having trouble going down. Maybe your heart feels thorny, crowded with worry and uncertainty, crowded with responsibilities and noise, so that the life God is trying to grow feels choked and cramped. And if that is you, I do not hear this gospel as an accusation. I hear it as an invitation. Lord, what in me needs softening? What in me needs deeper roots? What in me needs clearing away? What in me is choking the life you are trying to grow? And what in me needs... I hear you clearly. I hear it as an invitation for us as a church to ask, what is God preparing for us now? How is God preparing the soil of this parish for what comes next? And what do we need to do or stop doing to make room for it? These are just questions to ask ourselves, to think about. How are we preparing and tilling the soil? Because the purpose of good soil is fruit. It's the life of Christ taking root so deeply in us that mercy grows, hope grows, hospitality grows, the love of God grows. And that fruit is never just for us. It is for the lonely person who walks through these doors, for the student searching for belonging, for the family carrying burdens that nobody else can see, for the neighbor who needs hope. And maybe that is the invitation of this gospel for us today. Not to simply admire the parable, but to let the sower do his work. To let Christ soften what has become hard. To let Christ deepen what has become shallow. To let Christ clear away what has become crowded, so that his life may grow within us. And so that together St. Stephen's may continue to become the kind of soil where the gospel takes root and bears fruit. For Huntsville, for the Episcopal Students' Center, and for everyone whom God sends to this place. I'm still new, and there are many more names to learn, many more stories to hear, many more ministries to discover. But I can already say this. I believe that God is at work here. I believe God is preparing the soil here. And I believe Christ is not finished with St. Stephen's yet. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.